A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God. Put on the robe of the righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of the everlasting. For God will show your splendor everywhere under heaven. For God will give you evermore the name, Righteous People, Godly Glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, and stand upon the height. Look toward the east, and see your children gathered from west and east at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that God has remembered them. For they went out from you on foot, led away by their enemies. But God will bring them back to you, carried in glory on a royal throne. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills made low, and the valleys filled up to make level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. For God will lead Israel with joy in the light of His glory, with the mercy and the righteousness that come from Him. The Word of the Lord.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. My brothers and sisters, I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
It was the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Pontius Pilate was the procurator of Judea. Herod was tetrarch of Galilee. His brother, Philip, was tetrarch of Etruria and Trachonitis. And Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene. It was the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. And the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. John went about the region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism for repentance that would lead to the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the words of the book of Isaiah the prophet, "Every valley shall be filled up, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, the crooked ways shall be made straight, the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all human beings will see the salvation of our God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.